Yeah. This should be a lot of fun. Sitting here with a very special guest this time. I got the drama department getting ready to do Fiddler on the Roof coming up. Cody Head and some of the students that are doing that are sitting here. Okay, Cody, we do this every year. We talk about the show coming up, and Fiddler on the Roof is special to me. I'll get into that in a little bit, but I want to know, interested, why you chose Fiddler on the Roof.
The reason I've loved the show forever. First of all, it's been one of my favorites from many, many years ago. It's one of my very first favorite musicals, and it was actually the very first professional production I ever did. I was a Perchick right out of college. Actually, I was still in college, and the summer before my senior year, I played Perchick in a little town right outside of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, and that was my first paid gig, and so I have a love for it even from that as well, and taking that plus knowing that I had some students that I knew could pull this off, or I hoped could pull this off. We're not there yet, but I'm sure we will get there. You know, you have to pick a show that you know that you have the actors that can attempt to pull this off, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a straight play, a musical, you have to be aware of your talent pool. And I felt that this year, this was the show. We had a lot of guys and we had a lot of girls, and this show called for both.
This was actually the first show that I ever did at the Paris Community Theater. Back in 2004, I got a phone call and they were like, hey, we're needing some guys to come try out for Fiddler on the Roof. And I'd been wanting to get involved with PCT. So Fiddler on the Roof was the first one that I did. So it's got a little special place in my heart. So when I heard you guys were doing it, I was really, really excited. So talk me through the process. I mean, I know we talk about this kind of every year, but how did the process come about of you choosing Fiddler on the Roof to be the performance for this year?
Well, we, you know, like I said, you have to know that you have the cast, or that you have to know that you can cast the show. So that's number one. Number two, you have to pick a show that has an audience appeal, or try to have an audience appeal for this area. You know, you consider those elements, and then you have to pick something that you want to spend the next 3 to 4 to 5 months, depending on when you decide. And we decided back in May that we were doing this show, and so, you know, you have to have something that you can fall in love with enough to spend that much time with it, because you're with it every day doing something with it, whether it's just thinking about it, promoting it, auditions, callbacks, set pieces, painting. You know, there's a lot more that goes into it than just showing up and singing and going through the show. It's something you have to really dive into, and that's a lot of what goes into my process.
And this show is one of those where it's been around for a long time. You know, they made a movie, the 60s maybe, or the 60s, late 69, 60s. Yeah, so it's one of those shows that's been around for a long time. But it's a show that has really big meaning, and very the life lessons that you learn from this show, the tradition, and one of my favorite songs, by the way, Tradition at the very beginning, that and To Life is my absolute favorite song, in the show, but, or Lakayam, To Life. Yeah. But you know, when you're picking a show like that, I know that you're talking about the cast and you're talking about things like that, but do the values and the things in the show cross your mind as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, we actually talked with the cast at the beginning of the process about what the show means, the relevancy of the show. And it's one of those, this is one of those shows. I actually contacted the director that I worked for when I did it professionally. And I said, you know, is this, I'm really feeling the show. Something is pulling me to do this show, something in my heart. And I was like, is it a good time to do this show? You know? And his response was, it's always a good time. It's always a good lesson. There's always a good lesson to learn in this show. And then with the events that happened just 2 weeks ago with the shooting in the mosque in Pittsburgh. I mean, the synagogue.
Synagogue, yeah.
In Pittsburgh. It just really hammered in how much the story is still needed with that, and how relevant, not just the, you know, talking about tradition and things like that, but the intolerance that is shown in this piece, and how much we need to still learn that lesson as a society, as a country, as a world. I always get to this point about in our production, and I'll think, why in the heck did I do this show? I mean, you know, you're tired, you're worn out, you have no more ideas, you think, and then something will happen, whether it's personal, you know, whether it's in the news, whether it's whatever, and something will tell you, that little tap on the shoulder that says, hey, this is why you did that show. This is why you selected it. And that to me was, you know, the universe lining up and saying, this is still needed. Here's why, you know.
Acceptance is a very big thing in our society, obviously, and you're right. The show is huge on that. So we do have some cast members here. I'm excited about this. This is going to be fun. We have four cast members and a standby. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this around, and I want each of you to introduce yourself and introduce your character, and then we're going to get into some questions for you guys.
I am Sarah Carl, and I am playing Kava, and I am also the choreographer.
I am Seth Jones, and I will be playing the role of Tevye.
I'm Kylie Jackson, I'm playing Shandel.
I'm Sadie English, and I'm playing Golda.
I told Sadie her parts was getting cut out, so that's why I'm laughing. Okay, so I want to ask each of you, and you can do the same thing, just pass this around after answer. But first off, how much about this show did you know prior to any auditions? Had you seen the movie? Had you heard of the show? Had you heard the music or any of that stuff? Because it is an older show. And then I also want to find out, what made you decide that you wanted to try out and to audition for the show?
I didn't know much about the show. I knew that in eighth grade, my English teacher showed me a snippet of If I Were a Rich Man. And that's all I knew until right before auditions, like 2 weeks before, and I looked it up and I researched it. But like in the summer, I knew about it because I've been choreographing since the summer. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know like a lot until I was like assigned the role of a choreographer. And then like I researched everything, and I researched so much Jewish culture and Russian culture and like everything about that. And I decided I wanted to try out because I've been in theater since I was 6 years old. And so any chance that I get to be involved in a play or musical or anything, I go for it and I do it the best I can.
When the play got announced, I really didn't know anything about it. And then when I went home and talked about it to my family, my grandparents like flipped out and were so excited. So I was like, oh, this must be an old show. Old people love this. So I was like, okay, it just must be really popular, a classic. And so I really started like looking into it, and I found like bootlegs, which I probably wasn't supposed to do, but like, you know, bootlegs. I found some and I started watching them, and they were like, it was a really good show. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I was like, I'm gonna be that really good theater kid that gets the script online. So I found like a PDF that I printed off, and I was just like, I'm gonna look at the script so I know what's going on. And I just absolutely fell in love with like every single character that came across each page. It was just, every character had really good moments that were funny, and then they had bad moments where they're at their lows in their life. And a lot of this stuff, even though it's an old show and it's set in with Jewish customs and traditions, a lot of it still rings true with like what we go through today. And it was just a really beautiful show, and it just made me want to audition for whatever character I got. I just fell in love with every aspect of this show.
I'm kind of on the opposite end. I remember when I was little watching Mrs. Doubtfire, and they sing Matchmaker, yep. Robin Williams, and they all sing that in the movie. And I loved that so much that I like pulled it up on my own and found out about where it was from. And then since then, it's kind of always been a show that I've loved. It's one of my favorites. I just really love, I think I have this overwhelming love of Jewish culture, and I have no idea why. I just love it. It makes me happy. I'm not Jewish, but I love it. So it's really fun for me. I remember when I found out that we were doing Fiddler, I cried tears of joy. I was so excited, especially as my senior show. So I'm just really excited about it.
Okay, so about when I was, I don't know, probably about 8 or 9 years old, one of my mom's friend, one of her friends, her son was in college and he was really big in theater and musicals. Well, his college was performing Fiddler on the Roof. And so my mom was like, well, we need to go support him and stuff, which I was really little, didn't really know much about it. At the time, I probably didn't even care, but I remember being in awe of just to life and sunrise, sunset, and the dream, and I was just captivated at a young age with this musical. And hearing now as a senior grown up that we were going to get to do this show, I was so excited because I actually for once have seen it before. And so I did the same as Seth. I looked up the script and I printed it off and I was so excited. And then the workshop this summer that was held by Sarah, it was really amazing and she worked her butt off and we got a lot done. And I think that really helped inspire everyone to get ready for this show. And I have tried out the past 2 years and I was super excited to try out this year and I'm very excited to see where we get with it.
Okay, so I want to direct this one to you, the choreographer here. So, okay, so from what I remember in the play, there's a lot of choreography going on and a lot of dance scenes that are pretty spectacular and awesome. So I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about what your mindset is and what your thought process is going and how this has been evolving for you.
Well, obviously, this has been such a privilege, and I'm so grateful that Mr. Head has chosen me to be the choreographer. And as I said before, I've been working on this since the summer, and I've basically just been researching all of the dances and so many Jewish customs and like traditional dances, and I've been inputting those into new choreography that I've come up with myself. And I had done 5 years of competitive dance, so I had a dance background already. And so I put it all together, and we've had 2-3 choreography days where we've just worked our butts off, and I'm so proud of all of the dancers and how far they've come, and it looks great, honestly.
And the non-dancers.
Most of the people who are doing the dances have never danced before, and there's only like 4 people who are actual dancers. So for the people who have never danced before, they're doing so good, and I'm so proud. And
as someone who doesn't know how to dance and has done theater, that's particularly important to me, the non-dancing part, is the non-dancers. Okay, and then I want to talk to Tevye over here. That Tevye has a lot of lines, to say the least, a lot of music. From what I remember, there's only like maybe 2 scenes where Tevye is not even on the stage, if that's right. So I want to talk about that and the what it's been like for you memorizing these lines and the songs and the trials that you've had to go through. And you don't have to give me a political answer about how nice it is for Mr. Head to give you the position and all that stuff, okay?
Well, you are right with Tevye having a major part in this show and never having a time to rest backstage. He's always all over the place, and he's always doing something crazy, whether it be he's happy crazy or he's sad crazy, mad crazy. He's all over the place. And memorizing the lines for me was, at first I was like looking at the script after I got casted as Tevye. I was just like, oh dear God. And I was just like, I'm in for a run for my money. And so I was like, it'll be a great experience. And then also I realized, oh, he's in like almost every song. So that's just another layer to the cake. And then he was in like almost every scene. He might not be talking, but he's doing something, you know? And so I was like, oh, okay. And so it's been pretty easy going until you add school on top of that. Adding grades, then adding in other extracurricular activities I'm involved in. It gets hectic at some times, but if I just like chill out and let myself say the lines rather than overthink the lines, everything just falls right into place. And I give my best performances at rehearsals.
And you have a beard that is epic too. Like that. How much did that go into the thought process here, Cody?
I mean, I knew we could spirit gum beards on, because we're gonna have to spirit gum almost every other guy in the show. I think there's one other guy in the show that can actually grow a beard that will cross for a beard. There are other people that grow facial hair of sorts, but not full on beards. And I mean, honestly, that had nothing to do with casting, but it sure was a plus to be able to be like, all right, dude, you got to grow your hair out. You got to grow your beard out. And for him to come in and like rival the stuff I can grow, I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Okay, so I do want to talk to you, Cody, a little bit about this also. So first off, what made you pick Sarah for choreography? And then also the casting, what goes involved with that? I mean, we're sitting here with some of the cast here, but what goes in that with you? I mean, I know there's auditions, but what are you looking for in certain characters and in that process?
Well, I'll start with Sarah. We are involved in, we do the contest, the Dallas Summer Musicals High School Musical Theater Award contest. And for the past several years, we have, we've had a student choreographer, and it helps get us points for that, you know, for that contest. But in doing that, in letting a student take a leadership role, it actually, I believe, helps our program, because it lets the students learn about leadership. It lets students learn how to take direction from peers. It really helps grow your program in a way that I think, you know, we could bring in, we've flown in a choreographer who used to be from Paris, and they were going to school for musical theater. We flew them in to choreograph a couple of shows. We've had other former students that have gone on that have come back in and choreographed for us. But if you have that resource here and available, why not utilize it? Why not give those students that experience? And I think it heightens your show. They get ownership of the show in a way that you know, that they may not have had we not had a student choreographer. And Sarah is an outstanding dancer. She just moves extremely well. But what impressed me most, and I'll be honest, I didn't know this until after we started our summer session. We did a little summer workshop. Was her ability to be a leader as a sophomore, for her to step out and to take leadership and ownership of that that week long process that we had. She was excellent. She had her stuff together. She was ready to choreograph, ready to lead. And I knew after the fact that I'd made the right choice. But you know, it's that leadership. You can tell leadership in students. You can see it, that they step up and they take things seriously. And she did, and it was, and her work since then has been great. You know, I'm still hard on her, and I still come in and say, hey, there are too many circles. We've got to change some of this up. We've got to do this, that, or the other. But it's her ability to take that information, not take it personally, to go and find a common ground between what I'm asking for, what her vision is, and us meet together. It's that collaboration that is theater. And we, you know, I collaborate with every one of these students in here in some way. They collaborate with me in some way, whether it's in their role, in their doing work backstage, whatever it is. You have to have that. And as many students as we can have in that leadership position, the better our program will be, because they will have ownership of it in a way that if I did everything or had someone else that wasn't here did it, they wouldn't own it as much, I believe. That's my personal opinion. And then as far as casting, this is a musical. So, you know, that's one of the first things you're looking for is that musical ability. But then take that out of the way, and you have to have the character, you have to have the acting. We start with auditions. We have preliminary auditions. We did music auditions this year and movement auditions this year. And then after those are done, we weed it out, and we have just callbacks. And we will have a night where We may just read. If I need to see another character, some people sing, I may have to have them sing. It just depends on, it just depends on what is needed for that character, or for that audition. And then, you know, it is just me out there as the director, but I have, Miss Stephanie Easton, who's my assistant. I have Miss Hildreth, who's the music director. We, you know, collaborate and kind of, well, what about this, and we do our sheets and cast from there. And you just, you know, you have, there are many things you have to look at, but you have to look at who wins the role, I mean, that's the audition process. No matter where you are, whether it's professional, you know, unless you're a star name, you know, unless it's Brad Pitt, or whoever, Angelina Jolie or what, you know, those, they bring in a star to play. That's the process. That's what we try to live by.
I would have expected Tony Lane or something like that.
Tony Lane.
Okay. So back, exactly. So back to you guys. Okay. So once again, I'm going to hand it to each one of you, but I want to ask, so far up to now, what's been your favorite part about doing this show?
Well, so far, my favorite part, I would just have to say seeing everyone grow as their characters and just, like, the whole musical coming together, like, because the show's in 2 weeks, so it's coming together now, and it's going so good, and I'm just so pleased with how everything has gone so far.
My favorite part about the show so far is seeing my fellow castmates and my friends that are a part of this with me find the joy in what they're doing, because a lot of the times with the standards we hold ourselves to with these shows, sometimes we overwork ourselves and we forget the joy. And sometimes we just got to have a constant reminder, be like, hey, this is just have fun with it. And then when they do have fun with it, and seeing them get it for the first time, especially for my friends who this is their first show, because I remember when I just was thrown into theater, I was freaking out the whole time, and when I finally understood it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I actually enjoy theater now. And it took me like a while to actually get that, but when I finally got it, it was just so much more enjoyable. And when I see people struggling in areas of the show and I going out of my way to help them, and then finally seeing them understand it and get it, just gives me so much joy. And watching them excel and succeed in this process, just, it just makes me feel so warm and happy.
For me, I love watching everything come together. Like, I've done this for a lot of years, and every year I still don't know how everything comes together, but it's awesome to see. And especially since the music and dancing in this show isn't really like a traditional musical, it's a lot of fun, and seeing everyone enjoy it and do a great job at it, it's gratifying.
My favorite part about the show is probably the process that we go through to get to the end result. All the hard work and dedication that we put in, blood, sweat, and tears, and just like digging deep into the script and really finding the backstory and like making the characters who they are and relating them to yourself in a way and letting you grow as a person. Also, I just love, like, the end result and just, like, the last show, and you're just like, I did it. And you're like, all that hard work, and I made someone feel something. I made someone change their ways. I made someone like a new show. Just everything you do to change something around you and make it better.
You know, like, okay, so all the other departments that I work with, whether it be sports or, you know, even band, or they always talk about the family environment. So what I want you to do, theater, I'm assuming, is no different. I know there's probably times you want to kill each other, and there's times that, because it's so hectic and stuff, but take a minute just to talk about that and what the theater department has meant to you, to each of you individually, and collectively, what it's done for you.
Well, there's definitely a family environment, and especially with this year, we have input a student leadership group with our production class, and just everyone in there is really wanting to be there and wanting to get this going and get everyone together. And so everyone has done a great job in leading and bringing everyone together and making sure everyone's on the right track. And it's just brought even more of a family environment to the show and to the castmates and everyone in it.
the family aspect for me has just like really grown over the years. Like, I joined theater my sophomore year, and I was like, I probably wasn't an outcast. I probably fit right in, but like me being awkward, a little awkward sophomore, I felt like an outcast. And I was just like, okay. But then over the years, I've like opened up more to everybody, and I've gotten more comfortable with the program. And it, I talk to everybody, and I talk to everybody on different dynamics, and it's just so cool to see. Like, I have my really good friends that I joke around with. I'm always there for them, and then you can't even really tell the people that you think I talk to all the time. I just see them at rehearsals, but they come up to me in the hallways and they're just like, oh my God, that's the kid with the beard. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the kid with the beard. And so like, it's like really good to know that the attitudes that we have with this program is just a really positive like atmosphere. And like knowing that like our castmates are wanting to go tell everybody what we're doing in this program. And I've had people come up to me that are like I've never talked to before, and they know who I am and what I'm doing with this program because of their friends that have went and told. And just like that aspect of it is just really good to hear, knowing that we're doing something right, because everybody's hearing about it and everybody's wanting to know what's going on. So it's just really cool to like hear all that.
I mean, at times, there's times when sometimes we spend more time up here together than we do with our own families. So it's hard to spend that much time together and not end up close in some way. Even if you don't talk to each other outside of the cast, you're still close while we're here. And I mean, every year I've done this, I've loved it, and it's helped me grow so much as a person. So I'm really grateful to be a part of this.
The family aspect of the theater department, I think, has grown so much within the past few years that I've been in it. And I just love coming to practice and to rehearsals and to shows, knowing that someone's there that cares about you and that wants to talk to you. And just being here at the school late nights and for months at a time, you get to know people really well, and they just become more than just your friends. They become your brothers and sisters. And also, Mr. Head becomes almost like a dad, and he listens to your problems and just, yeah. And I don't know, it's just, I don't think there's another department like the theater department.
Okay, to the seniors, I want to ask this. Has drama or being in the theater department made you, you know, want to look at doing something outside of high school when you graduate? Maybe college, or maybe community theater down the road, or something like that. Have you thought about, has this made you something that, you know, you want to stay involved with?
This year I have really thought about it. I've really narrowed it down to, like, at first it was just like, oh, I want to be an actor when I'm older, just because I was like so cool. And like, you know, you always are doing something different. You're never like sitting down in an office chair just typing every day. You're like always doing something different. You get to be like a superhero one day, and then you get to be like a criminal the next day. You know, you never know what like having an acting job is going to throw at you. And it's just that the thought of that really just gives me excitement. But also this year I've got the opportunity to be put in a lot of leadership opportunities and help lead people. And it's also made me, or allowed me, to consider a directing job, like being a director, because I don't know. I find joy in others finding joy in what they're doing. And a directing job would be really nice for me, because if I can make someone else's experience of what they're doing so much better, that just, then I know I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, I'm doing it well. And that's really what I like.
For me, absolutely. I love this. Like, it's one of the things that I love most. In fact, I've already worked on some film projects outside of school. Last year I did two different ones after one act. And it's just, it's something that is always fun for me. And it never gets old. And I feel like a lot of the other things I've done in the past, they get old. And this is just something that's always made me happy, no matter what's going on in my life. I'm able to just, I don't know, do what I love. So I definitely want to pursue it however I can after high school.
I have not thought about it. I do have a deep love for theater, and the joy it brings me is unexplainable. But I think I might do community theater. Just depends on my schedule, but I haven't really put much thought into it. I kind of like to go with the flow and see where life takes me. So,
yeah. All right, I'm going to ask you guys one last question, but I'm going to give you a second to think about it while Cody answers one. Here's my question to you. If you could tell the audience in one sentence why they should come watch the show, what is it? But first off, I'll let you guys think about that. Panic just set in. What was that? All right, so Cody, listen to the seniors talk, and knowing this is the last time you're going to have them, talk about the seniors, not just here, but in the show overall, and what they've meant for the theater program.
You know, every year we have a group of seniors that will be exiting and will be going into their life, whether it's college, they're going to the workforce, whatever it is, and you have each group that offer something special, whatever whatever memories you've shared with them, and we're not getting all teary eyed or anything right yet. We still got a year to go, and I'm not ready for that yet, but they're, you know, you're getting to watch. I've had students that I mean, like Seth was talking about, he felt awkward and didn't want to be on stage or didn't know whether he was awkward or not. Saying, you're like, I'm going to get on stage. I don't know if I'm really should be doing this. I'm kind of uncomfortable in my skin. And to get to travel with each of these students through that process and watch them come out and stand on the other end with that confidence, with that swagger, with that whatever it is that they have after they're done with their time here, it's such a special thing. I don't know anybody else that gets to do. I know that, you know, with athletics and with band or things like that, I know there's a nurturing atmosphere and there's a family atmosphere, but I don't think there is the intimacy that we share in this department. I don't think anyone else has it. Not the way that we do. And I mean, I still have students coming back from 5, 10 years ago that come to my house. You know, that they're not just students, they're family. And talk about the family atmosphere and the family aspect. And you know, I hope more would if they could. You know, people, their lives take them wherever. But the fact that those connections that we make don't just stay here at the school, you know, that they live and have a life of their own outside of the school and outside of the production and outside of one act or outside of a trip we take or whatever. The fact that they continue to be a part of my life, and I hope that I get to be a part of their life. It's something special and. Something that I treasure and I hope as long as I have that connection with them and we share that, it'll make this job the best job ever.
Okay, and shows coming up, give us dates.
You got it. The shows, we have November 15th through the 17th at 7:30, and then a matinee November 18th at 2:30. That's the weekend before Thanksgiving, so perfect time. It's a wonderful family show. It's something that they could really kickstart the holiday season by coming in and watching the show, getting a little tug on the old heartstring, you know, sharing this with your family, having something to talk about afterwards. And I guarantee if you come and see it, within the first 5-10 minutes, you're going to be like, hey, I know that song. Wait, I know that song. Oh, I know that song too. Like it's that familiar joy, and then you'll get caught up in the story and the wonderful acting and the singing, and you'll love it.
Okay, so all five of you, same question. All five of you, same question. One sentence. You get one sentence to tell the audience why they should come and watch this show.
Okay. I think that everyone should come see the show because it truly is a life-changing show. And the stories and the tradition and everything that is involved can truly just be something special and change your life for the better.
I think everybody should come see this show just because it's like 2.5 hours out of your day to just get out of your like schedule and just enjoy something that you don't necessarily get to see every day. And then also the fact of learn something from it, you know?
It's the only opportunity you'll get to see this show with this group of people and the passion and work that they've put into it.
I think you should come see this show because you will leave better than you came.
You should come and see this poignant, relevant show because it has 75 of the most talented, passionate students you will ever find leaving their hearts on the stage, performing a piece of classic literature, musical theater literature. That's why you should come.
And I'm going to say, I think everybody should come watch it because I have been to a bunch of the North Lamar shows and they have never, ever disappointed. And you guys do just a phenomenal job from you, Cody, down to the students, every one of you guys. I watched a little bit today and you guys do just a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
I was going to say also there's a student orchestra. Our state award-winning honor band members, and we'll find out. We don't know at the time right now, but also our marching band is going for their repeat, hopefully, of their state marching championship. But we have that members of that group that are in the orchestra pit performing. So we have live orchestra as well as there are people flying on stage. So hey.
What can get better than that? Live orchestra, orchestra, and flying people. I mean, that's great. All right, thank you guys. This has been a lot of fun. Good luck, break a leg, and I will be here to watch this, and hope everybody else will join us as well.